mark the hours, never late.
I'm Tiger. I play Charles Ander Juckles Doubleday. A tinkerer with an onion in the guts, fixer machine with a knack for the nuts. And a little fact about Juckles this week is, Uncle Skluck was a bit of a father figure and gave Juckles his first gift, and it was a tricycle, and Juckles took it apart and never quite put it back together.
Oh, it wasn't an onion?
No, it wasn't an onion. He got his first onion in the back of an alley behind the school. Not his school, but a school.
Oh, right.
Right. And the first one was free. But we moved past the onion. We're on a different story now. This story is Skluck gave him a tricycle and he took it apart and never got it back together. And it's been taunting him ever since.
Did he ride it first?
He immediately took it apart. He thought he was too cool for a tricycle and took it apart. He
never rode it.
No.
So does he know how to ride a bicycle?
That's a good question. That's a good question.
I sense a flashback coming up.
Excellent question.
We'll never get back to it.
No, not even once. We're going to immediately forget.
Only escape is bicycles.
A tricycle. And it will be great growth for Juckles when he finally learns to ride a tricycle. Or to reassemble
one. A grown man riding a tricycle is no way to beat those clown allegations.
I have no comment on those allegations. He keeps part of the pieces, yeah. And it's just a project he's never finished. And like I said, it taunts him to this day.
Just like, I always keep a piece of it next to my heart. It's a big trike wheel. just pulls it out of his pocket.
Yeah. Yep. Right next to the onions.
Or is a little more.
Do tricycles have bells?
He's got the horn because clown.
Oh, right. I got to beat those. He doesn't carry like a big part, but just like a little part he keeps with just to remind him how disappointed he is with himself and also Skluck. Skluck was pissed as hell. Like, he gave this little boy who he's not even related to a tricycle to, bring him some joy because he was a depressed little orphan. And he immediately took it apart and then never got to enjoy it. So, yeah.
Was Skluck that another lore drop? Or did we know that Juckles was an orphan?
That's why I like you, Juckles. All your sad stories.
Straight out of a Dickens novel. I don't know. I don't know if you guys knew that.
I think we could guess. Oh. I think the evidence is there.
Is it my social awkwardness?
And no, it's the tricycle in your pocket.
Just part of it. Just part of it. All right, carry on.
Well, thank you. Thank you for sharing that. That was delightful.
It's like an AA meeting. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you for sharing. Go away now.
Would anyone else like to share? Brandon?
Yeah.
Go ahead,
Andy. I play Tarkus Thunder, Andrew, a.k.a. Squish. Hi. And this week's Squish fact is that he's colorblind.
So he doesn't know he's red?
Why did he want a green hat?
He was so...
He wanted
that green hat.
No,
so specifically.
That makes so much more sense because the color he thinks is green is nothing what we think is green. He might have thought that was a very stylish tan hat.
So he doesn't know he's ugly.
He said he wanted it green.
Lime green. They still call colors. They don't know what colors are wrong.
I feel like you could have started that sentence almost the same way. I feel like that makes so much sense, but in a very real way, none at all.
People who are colorblind are still introduced to the color green and told this is green, and even though they may like it, but they don't know it's not green.
I see all colors. I'm not colorblind.
Squish, explain yourself.
Do you know you're colorblind?
So his whole life, yes. Well, no, actually. So his whole life, people have been telling him green. But he just assumed it was like a dark gray.
Oh, he so he's know, gray so for all his color.
He grew up his whole life thinking green was a dark gray. So when he said he wanted the green hat that would make him blend in more, he thought he was getting a dark gray hat. Well, he still thinks it's a dark gray hat.
Well, it really does explain so everything about this hat. But why was the hat furry?
He doesn't understand why you guys are... Well, because I like fur.
That's why would you get a Jim McQuaid hat?
He just has bad taste. That's what it is.
Well, we knew that.
What's that guy? What's that guy's name again? The guy who moves everything.
Jamiroquai.
Yeah, Jamiroquai.
Oh, and his hat. Yeah.
No
is
idea.
Is he calling you?
But yeah, so he doesn't know. He doesn't know that green is actually stands out. Really, really.
It's. Especially against his red skin.
Right.
Okay.
So I knew a guy I found out is that we were all playing Monopoly. And I don't know, he got like the card to go somewhere or some like he owned some property and he was so excited about it, but he kept pointing at the wrong one. It was like orange, purple or something. I don't remember, but he was like really like he got really mad at us and we were like, dude, you're wrong. And then like our babysitter had to take him aside and explain to him that he actually might be colorblind.
Oh no.
That was a really rough day. Monopoly ruins another friendship.
Oh, see, I had the opposite problem. I found out a guy was lying about being colorblind.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Turns out he was just making it up. He also said he was from England.
Oh. From Monopoly?
No, no. Well, no, not Monopoly's from England, but no, he, yeah, no, this guy was just, claimed he was colorblind.
He's just a liar.
Yeah, yeah, you know.
Oh, I thought you were talking about when I cheated when we played Monopoly.
Oh, surprise, surprise. Tiger
what? I cheat when I get bored.
It explains a lot, actually.
But also not at all.
Connor Patches McKenzie.
Connor.
Got his first drink of white wine when he was 6 years old, given to him by his father at a party, at a highfalutin party.
Didn't he hate his father?
Also marijuana. What?
Didn't he hate his father?
No, I didn't say that. I
no,
mean,
you
maybe.
Did. You did. That was your
no.
That was your fact last week.
No, my last. No, he taught me. He taught me my love of the sea.
And you hate your father, no, I think it was the second
you said,
sentence.
The quote was, I hate my father who gave me the love of the sea.
Oh, yeah, then that's true. That's different. At that time, he hadn't given me my love of the sea yet, so I still
loved
him.
He gave you your love of white wine.
And marijuana.
When you were 11.
At six.
Oh, six.
Big what, difference. Six
what
years
a,
old.
What a party.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I stole this plot from Robert Downey Jr., but...
I was gonna say Anthony Kiedis,
but yeah, my father got me drunk at 6 years old,
and you've been drunk ever since.
What a good dad!
Yeah, he had to go home and explain it to my mama, and he had a lot of explaining to do. All right, that's it. End of discussion.
All right, I'm Bridget, the GM. I play everyone else. Tawny had planned on going to medical school, but he ended up in quite a bit of actually medical debt, if you can believe it or not, which is a real kick to the teeth.
What is medical debt?
Debt for medical services.
Oh, okay.
Like he was performing medical services at a loss?
No.
Like he's a really bad business person.
He just keeps healing poor people.
Listen, how much is that? How much is it going to take to fix them bones? I don't know, $5. But sir, the sutures are at least 10 each.
We'll make it up in volume.
Yeah. Listen, we lose on the sutures, but we gain in the hot dogs
and the coffins.
And the coffins. All right, well, speaking of Tawny, let's go ahead and show everybody.
Fat little porker.
Let me make sure this showed up. There we go. Is it right? What are you doing? You motherfucker.
I mean, I'm reading it.
Discord.
What?
Is it on Discord? It's in the...
Oh, no, I didn't. Here.
It's in the journal in Foundry.
Here, I can go ahead and post it on Discord.
Oh, no, I can't do that. Foundry.
Oh, that's right. I got it. Yeah. I forgot.
No power.
No power. So now I'm just sitting in my chair in a dark room talking out loud to three people that may or may not exist.
Well, it's like Dr. Seuss said. You'll meet a lot of people in your life, but you're going to spend a lot of time alone in a room by yourself.
With people that may or may not exist.
Yeah. Ghosts.
Okay, here we go. So it's a sweet maman. Well, my mom, I'm back in the big city. My bosses, three or maybe four of them, ditched me and the monkey in Lockport. We've been seeing the sights and taking in the delicious food. We heard about a horrible attack at a local school. A crazy gunman popped some local bullies in the butt. Now my bosses have come back and said that someone named Westervale was useless, but they got a date tonight with a real cutie patootie. Enclosed is me and the monkey. Love, Tawny. P.S. Didi says, ook.
So, and this was our doctor.
Right. Is your doctor.
Oh, that's right. I can tinker guts, though.
You can tinker guts. Which is surprising, because you know what they said in medical school is you can't tinker guts, but here we are.
Yeah, and he's in debt for that. All right, this is a surprisingly good summary of what happened last week, which is to say you can sum it up in like six sentences, that entire two and a half hour ordeal.
Yes, so to quickly flash back to everyone, you did sneak in, well, not really sneak, you just walked into the school. Unfortunately, you were discovered and decided to commit a horrible school shooting. Squish did that. After beating up the bully, you then went and harassed Westervale. You told him that you guys were different cohorts and interns and, quite honestly, too many names to follow. He was relatively useless, except he had some sort of relationship with Captain FitzClyde, with Adric. And then you met his lovely intern, Evelyn, who seems to be the only one who actually has any idea of what is going on. Evelyn has agreed to meet you tonight at Jorge's at 8 p.m., which means you guys have some downtime. It's early afternoon as you stroll out of the school. You did have to take a back entrance because, of course, again, you did shoot students. Which is feels horrible to say, quite frankly.
They destroyed my hat.
You're right. You're completely justified in committing a mass atrocity because someone dented the hat you didn't even like.
I'm sure that's what the trench coat mafia said. They made fun of my trench coat.
Yeah.
You know, out of character.
They didn't die.
The horror of that really sunk in afterwards. I was like, man, I just let a crazy man with a gun go into a school. A known violent criminal.
Go. You try and stop
Bridget,
him.
Bridget, it's your fault.
You're right. Always blame the parents.
Always blame God.
And now the people security.
I did
them a favor.
You do.
Every school should have a shooting.
Yeah, God, exactly. We need to stop. This might be listened to by somebody.
Besides your mom. Your mom might even report us. So we do have a few things to dole out before we start. We have some bonus XP points. Upgrades. Bonus points. Patches, you got 7 XP over the last 2 sessions. And Squish, you had 6 over the last 2 sessions. And Patches, you had 5.
You mean Chuckles have 5?
Last 2 sessions. Yeah, I'm sorry, Chuckles, you have 5. So Patches is 7, Squish is 6, and Chuckles.
Patches could have, 13.
No, he only has 7. for the last session, I did write down what you got. So Patches, 1 from Rec, 1 from Command, 1 Prowess, 2 from Prowess, and 1 Croissant that you stole. Squish got 2 from survey, and Chuckles got 2 from his prowess.
I'm sorry, can you repeat mine? You bulk up when you stalked.
1 rec, 1 command, 2 prowess, 1 croissant.
Oh, that's what I got my XP from?
Yeah. Hey, I thought he got caught with the croissant but stole a Danish.
Yeah, and then he, like, shoved the croissant in the kid's eye.
Oh, awesome. Danish. I forgot that part.
I wrote down croissant.
There's a blueberry disaster.
Tiger, Bridget, can you bring into my sheet and put 6 XP?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So you level up, and then let me clear that.
Who's leveling up, though?
With +1. Tarquish. So you can take your time to look at that and assign it. We don't have to do anything here. Yeah. Anyone else? Yeah. Chuckles should be close.
I'm close. I'm 1 away.
Close too. If you're not. Yeah.
Go so, it's not is XP the same thing as ability points?
Yeah.
So I have to fill out the remaining of those 3 slips that are there that I have in mind?
Yes.
Okay, and then it's 1 whole thing? I don't remember how the leveling up system works in this.
So you add your XP to what you already have on here. You should already have some.
Yeah.
Yeah, so have you added them yet?
Yeah, I think so. I have 5 here.
Right, and you've got 6.
Yeah, so... So I add the remaining 3 and add another 3 on that.
Yeah, and then you have 1 ability upgrade you can do.
Okay, what do I do? Because
you filled out that bar.
Oh, 1 ability upgrade.
You fill up the bar, you get a 1 upgrade, whether you want to add that to, like, your insight or your prowess or your resolve, one of those actions, or you can add an ability, but you get 1 point. And then you just fill up the remaining. So then you kind of start over and add whatever's left over. So you had 3.
I'm going to add I'm going to add to either. I'm trying to think which one I want. I'm going to add to skirmish. Or okay. You know, what's resolve and prowess again? Like what's
so
the difference?
So resolve and prowess so those are like your resistance. You probably would add it to like the actual action. So hunt or tinker or
okay, prowl. So then yeah, I just want to I'm going to add 1 to skirmish then.
Okay. You got it?
Yep.
Good. Any other questions?
No, I don't think so, because I don't have enough to upgrade anyway.
Okay. Yes, so you walk out of the the university, and as you do, you know, you've had this revelation that you finally have found someone who has some idea of what the hell is going on and can get you some answers. And you're feeling a little proud of yourself, maybe a little horrified by the horrors you've just committed, the atrocities. And you look across the street and you see Tawny and Dee Dee just like they're in Disneyland. They have like bags of touristy souvenirs. You can tell they've got like a map that they're staring at, and they see you across the street, and Dee Dee like starts waving frantically, like ah!
And we back, and then I put my arms out for a hug.
She runs across the street. What?
I said I come up behind him and give him a big hug.
Oh, not you!
No, I'm just kidding. Oh, okay.
Dee Dee runs into your arms, and you give her a nice hug. And Tawny looks the 3 of you over and says, "Oh, what have you guys been up to?"
Killing people.
You know, I don't even know why I asked these questions.
And also, we didn't kill anybody.
No, I just shot them in the ass.
Well, they may have died.
See, I was teaching Squish how to lie.
Why would we lie?
Because he wasn't. No, what I'm saying is. I'm just complaining because, like, Squish, why weren't you? You kept telling them that we murdered a lot of people, you know, during that last session.
But we did.
I know, but there's such a thing. I mean, you may have never heard it. It's called deception. And we're trying to get information. You're like, well, we murdered that person.
Oh.
I think I have a zero in that skill.
Deception?
Yeah. But the more they knew, the more they would help us. Hopefully.
Tawny. Is that true?
I don't know.
That sounds like murderer logic to me. Like, if I tell them, if I confess all my crimes, they'll help me.
Yeah, then I'll get then I'll just get probation.
From who? Them? They work in a library.
Well, I did steal a book from. Oh, that wasn't a library.
Oh, well, it was a type of library. Office. No, it was a church.
That was a cult.
A church. No, like what we were just at.
Library. Oh yeah.
Did you steal a book from there too?
No, I wanted to go through his desk, but he rushed us out so fast.
You're saying all of this in front of Tawny, who at this point is completely lost. I was like, well, did you find what you were looking for? What were you looking for again?
Belonging.
To answer your question, no. To answer your second question, also no. Don't ask questions.
Tawny.
Yes.
Did you go apply for medical school?
He fishes into his pocket and he pulls out like a yellow triplicate of an application he has filled out. So he's like, yep, I'm going to hear back in like 2 to 3 weeks or maybe 6 months. They didn't seem very clear on that. Also, I didn't know what address to put down for my acceptance letter. So I just put down the name of the ship. I hope that was okay.
What did you write down? We have several names in the ship because that might be confidential information.
The Krusty Krab.
Oh my God.
That's the wrong one.
It is the wrong one. That's the gay ship.
Yeah, we're the cuddly crab.
We're the cuddly crab.
The straight ship.
The very, very straight ship.
Well, all right, well, he takes it out of his and he writes cuddly crab. But I'll fix it later.
That'll work. All right, well, okay. It looks like you guys had a good time. Did you buy anything good?
Oh, yeah, look.
How's your guys' mission been going?
Yeah.
What have you guys been doing?
Dee Dee goes, look, and she opens her bag and just pulls out snow globes. All the snow globes are just different temples that she's been to, different churches, different buildings. But they're all just a snow globe of the building in a little tiny, glass globe. And she, takes them and goes, and then takes the other one and shakes it.
Wow.
Oh, good for you, Dee Dee. Yeah. I am happy for you.
Great. I guess we're not looking for any churches, cults right now. I was going to say, is there any clues from the snow globes?
I feel like their mission went better than ours.
What?
What'd you say, Tiger?
Hope Andy said something.
I said they both got what they wanted. But you were saying something before that.
I was saying, I don't think there is no clues we can get from those snow globes. I was like, oh man, do we just need to find which cult we're going to? Like maybe there's one that has flowers in it or something or smells like flowers, but I don't think so.
Start smelling the snow globes?
No, I think we just got to wait for our date and then ask her a bunch of questions. As you do on a date. Yeah.
ask her a bunch of questions. Maintain eye contact.
Right.
Have you guys gone back to the ship yet?
No, we haven't. We considered. We were afraid. Yeah, we were afraid. We thought that might be where the cops would be.
It's kind of like when I abandoned my car that one time, and I was like, I had to go back and pick it up,
Right.
Abandoned it to the cops.
Right. And then it was filled with contraband.
Yeah.
So no, we haven't been back. Have you seen it? Have you gone back?
Oh, well, last night we slept in an alley and that wasn't very fun. So this morning when we got up, we went and looked and it's just parked out there. It's just parked in the dock, or I guess anchored is the right word. Anchored in the dock. And
are there any tickets
was like
on
a,
it?
Like some There was a couple tickets and God, some police tape, but it only looked like there was like one guard there. So, I mean, you know, it didn't look, we didn't go back because, you know,
cops.
And at this point, Tawny and Dee Dee share a look and they're like, I don't think Captain FitzClyde likes us very much.
Not sure he knows who you are.
Maybe that's it. Maybe he just thought we were gawkers.
Yeah. I mean, he knows the monkey. Sorry, Abe.
Oh, that's true.
He has a name.
What?
Yeah, it's called Patches.
Yeah.
No, her name's Dee Dee.
Oh, Dee Dee.
Sorry. Dee Dee. That was Dee Dee out of character.
I understood Dee Dee.
Damn, Dee Dee screams, my name's Dee Dee. That's all she screams every time you call her a monkey. I'm goddamn Dee Dee.
So well, should we go you back guys to got the like
ship? The... Want to just check it out from a distance?
Yeah, Tawny, why don't you go back to the ship? We'll check it out from a distance.
Yeah, Tawny, why don't you go talk to that guard for us and see if he's a tough guy?
See how much his butt is ripe for shooting.
Yeah. We're the butt shooters now.
Yeah.
Not the butt surfers.
No. The butt shoot boys.
The butt shoot boys, the butt shoot boys, the butt shoot boys.
Now you stop that.
That's our new theme song. Just that over and over and over again.
Tiger, AI it up.
No, I'm not.
The butt shoot boys, the butt shoot boys, the butt shoot boys. It's kind of like that badger, 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 you know, song.
Everyone's favorite song.
Mushroom, mushroom.
All right. Well, yeah. Let's go to some place that has a vantage point of the dock to take a look at the
boat. A roof.
Sure, a roof.
Going up a roof.
Okay, he's going on a roof.
Let's go up a roof. Is there a fire escape nearby, Bridget?
A fire escape.
Yeah, we're gonna go check out the ship from a high point vantage point.
Fire nearby.
What?
Yes.
Is there a fire nearby? Right. We're always like attracted to fires.
Fire. You go down to back to the docks where you originally started from, and it is bustling with people. Even though it kind of looks dark and gloomy in this picture, it's a bustling port. And yes, you do from a distance see your ship. It does stick out, partially because it is kind of an old-fashioned schooner, and partially you now realize there's kind of a weird green glow around the ship. It really seems to also be emanating its own fog still. So it's very clearly still looking haunted. It's all the way at the end of the pier. It looks like at some it has anchored. You don't see anyone on board right away. Like, you don't see like a big hustle and bustle around the ship. It does look like to be relatively empty and quiet over there.
Okay, so it's not like it's not surrounded in yellow tape. It's this crime scene.
No. Surprise. Secret encounter.
Yeah.
No, it's just it's kind of docked quietly off to the back to the side, I guess. By itself, there's not really a back. But
that looks like
me or all of us? Are we all going?
Yeah, I want
to the ship. We've earned it.
Yeah.
All right.
A little bit of rest.
You start walking towards the ship. As you approach, you do realize, yes, there are in fact lots of these like little yellow stickers that have been added, like just kind of stickied to the side of the ship. And these are parking violations.
God damn it.
These are toll violations. And as you start, you know, looking over them, there's quite a few, and it's almost comical, like what they're for. Like, you don't have a license to park, you don't have your proper, you know, anchor, you know, you don't have the lights you need on a ship.
Well, lads, we've done it. We've run afoul of the Port Authority.
You don't have to pay those.
The most nefarious authority in the land.
Yeah, true you don't have to pay those. A lot of people don't know that. Yeah, true pirates. We're outlaws, basically.
Yeah.
That's how all pirates get their start, is just through, you know, parking violations.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I think that's what turned Lex Luthor evil.
Into a pirate?
Into a pirate, yeah. Because it wasn't his dreads.
Abandon his corporate structure or world and become reign the high seas.
Yeah, the gentleman pirate, Lex Luthor.
Hey, I'm a gentleman pirate.
No, you're not.
I just drink a lot.
You're a pirate. That's an argument.
What?
What's that have to do with you being a gentleman?
Yeah,
I always offer a drink.
Not to me,
to myself. But then to myself. When they say yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the flask I only drink out of the finest glass bottles.
Is your flask
yelling at him?
Glass.
It is now.
Cannon.
Oh, you should save that for next week. It's cannon. Yes. So yeah, you get on the ship without an issue. Get to the edge of the ship. You climb up the ladder, and when you board the main deck, it looks very much have you left it, except it seems just kind of like, again, it has this weird green glow, not a slime or an ooze. It's just kind of got this unearthly glow to it.
I think one of us should attune, perhaps the ghost pirate among us.
Bridget, can I roll for attune?
Yeah, absolutely. You don't have to ask permission to roll for a skill you have.
I have to ask. I mean,
wow, you're awfully permissive.
I'll just do whatever the fuck I want. Then
am I allowed to?
I'll show you my skills.
Can I attune, please?
Well, guys, it's definitely green. Something's going on here.
Yeah, you could tell that the green is a paranormal of origin. You go up to it, you kind of do the quick, you know, like dust chest to check for phosphorus, and it's not there. Your finger doesn't even leave a mark through the green. You can't determine exactly what it is, but you do sense like some sort of...
unholiness?
Sentience from it.
Sentience?
Like, you can feel that there's like a thought or a mind or something behind this glow.
There's something up with this glow. It's a thinking, boys.
Is it a ghost?
Where's
it might be
Clyde?
a ghost. Where is Captain Clyde? Where is that phony captain?
As soon as you say, "Where's that phony captain?" from the captain's quarters, the door busts open, and here floats in Captain Adric Flitz Clyde, who has also taken on the same green glowy glow that the ship has. And he goes, "Ah, my boys! Lockport, huh? What do you think? Kind of a shithole, huh?
Dangerous.
What did you do to our ship?
What? It's tip-top. It's ship-shape. It's clean as can be.
It's green as can be.
It could be greener, to be fair.
It could be greener. I like to think of it as a nice pale puce.
It still looks creepy.
You don't know green.
I thought we were supposed to be kind of like, you know, covert here, and now you got us growing up like the Jolly Green Giant.
Out of character, the captain might also be colorblind, because I just looked up puce, and that's like a really pink color, so my apologies. That's the wrong color.
It's a nice seafoam.
Pale chartreuse. A nice seafoam green.
We can't just use that as a plot contrivance every time something bad. Yeah, it turns out he's colorblind.
No, I that was my mistake. I said it and I was like, wait a minute, I don't think that is what you think it is.
I think you were thinking of mauve.
I think it's chartreuse.
No, I think it's are you talking about Darth color. Mauve?
Yeah.
Darth
Mauve.
He's got his own show now. Well, to be honest,
what happened?
We were all quite ghosted. Well, it's kind of hard to say. You know, once we got into our ghostly riot, you know, I hate to use the word blackout because, quite frankly, we don't have a real form of consciousness the way that we used to. But time kind of got away from us, and when we stopped all of our rioting, it just looked like this. It was very ghostly.
Is this ectoplasm?
Well, we had a riot to distract them, you know? We were real scary. Ah, you know? Yeah. And Charlie over there, he started throwing cannonballs, and we had chains.
Charlie.
And we took their chains and went, you know? And we had a real good time. It's been a long time since we've really been able to ghost it up like that.
And who's Charlie?
No, Charlie's still here. Charlie, and a ghost who you all know is named Charlie, pops out from behind a barrel, and he goes, still here.
What does Charlie look like?
Working out. That's where you live. Like that.
Charlie is like the old man of the boat. You know, the really skinny, scrawny guy that you think, there's no way this man could possibly be working on a ship like this. And yet he is you see him carry two barrels over his arm, but he's like the shortest, skinniest little guy.
I think he looks like an angry Mickey Rooney.
Like a real pathetic Mickey Rooney.
Yeah, Bridget hates Mickey Rooney.
Mickey Rooney is pathetic. Mickey Rooney.
Thank you.
His third wife, Barbara, was murdered.
Allegedly.
What was that?
No, she was murdered. Right,
Barbara was Mildred?
Murdered.
No.
Murdered. You can't say that word anymore.
Oh, she was unalive. Although he didn't say that.
She was unalive.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So is this green shit going to go away, or are we just going to have to sleep with a nightlight on tonight?
You don't need the nightlight. The glow does it for you.
That's what I meant. The glow is the nightlight. You keep making a lot of decisions. Who told you you could repaint our ship a green?
It's not repainted. I think you might be right. It might just be a little ectoplasm. Listen, we could do a few, you know.
I could understand if this was some kind of shade of pink, but it's green.
Look, we could do a few exorcisms if you don't mind losing the crew, and I'm sure that'll take down the ghostly green pale just a little bit.
Wait, we don't want to lose the crew. They're useful. And Charlie, you know, he's really easy to talk to. He's trying to get in his stripes. Yeah.
He's about to get his wings.
He's a good listener.
This ship has had a ghost. This ship has had a ghost crew for quite some time now, and you know, like, people living in a house that leave their mark. The ghost is—they're just leaving their mark on the ship. It's
just—they're ghostly pissing on the ship, just kind of marking their place, huh?
No, I meant you know how people you know you find handprints in certain places where you touch things, and certain spots get scratched and scuffed as you live there. And this is just a little scuffing, a little ghostly scuffing. But surely this doesn't bother you too much, right? I mean, it's just a little green.
I mean, I probably not. I'm sure nothing bad can come of green, except that hat.
Goodness! And this is the first time the captain's actually seen your hat. Squish, and he goes, that's a hell of a hat.
It's beautiful, right?
I mean, it is
striking.
Very green.
It's generally
it's the perfect shade of green to blend in.
To blend in, son. I don't know what you're blending into, but it's very green.
Yeah.
Into all the green that's around us.
No, well, yeah, I guess into this pink or this green mist.
Actually, you know what? You're right. It's almost the same.
Blended in.
Yeah, so the hat was hidden.
You caught me there. Yeah, I did not see the hat until it was pointed out to me.
No one knew you were wearing a hat. Exactly. Mission accomplished.
He didn't even pay attention to me, really. So he didn't know I was here.
But tell me, how did your visit into Lockport go? Did you find what you were looking for?
Not yet.
I think almost. So. I mean, got some leads.
Leads are good.
Leads are good.
Got a hot date.
I don't know.
You have a date, all three of you.
Yeah, we're that kind of crew.
Which leads me to my next question. Who's going on this?
How?
Who's what?
Why not all? I say we do some shenanigans and see which one of us she likes the most.
Oh, I've seen that episode before.
Is it called Dumb and Dumber?
No, because there's only two Dumb and Dumbers. There's three.
I think one of us should go on the
Dumb and Dumber. Dumb and Dumber.
One.
I got like half that plan. Did you guys get any more?
I was afraid of.
Yeah.
Hello? Oh.
Hello? Yeah, you're
yes, we can hear you.
The other one and pretends to be the server, and the other one plays the piano.
And
does anyone know, does anyone of us know how to play the piano?
And that, well, I do. Thank you for asking. But in service of what? I mean, she's already seen us.
I just thought it would be kind of fun to do.
Oh,
aren't you the waiter? I mean, is our waiter wasn't he with you earlier? No.
Wait, got a job
pretty
here?
Sure he was the one that told me you murdered everyone.
Yeah.
Isn't he the one I wanted for all that butt shooting?
Butt shooters.
No, that was a guy in a top hat.
That's true. So you have a date. You have a date with the three of you. Have one date, one girl. Hey, that's very generous of you. But Wester Vale. Sorry. Wester.
Oh, yeah. Wester Vale.
How is the old duck?
Oh, that's right. You guys were lovers.
Well,
okay. Oh,
yeah. This is me laughing both in character and outside of character.
Yeah. It converged.
He really missed you, bud.
Well, I'm on the floor laughing, pointing.
sweet Wester. But, you know, You never dock in the same port twice, so you know it was just too short to be.
Who was the
dock? Docked his port?
If you don't mind me asking, which one of you two was the dock?
One of us?
The what?
Which was the dock and which was the port?
Oh, you can't ask that.
If you don't mind me asking.
Oh no, I mind you asking.
How is the penis
involved
in the other penis?
You can't ask that.
Yeah. Super dumb.
I don't talk about my love life, but I will tell you this.
Thank you.
He was a very, very kind man. He was very sweet and, you know, really interested in ghosts, honestly. I took him from all the way to Duskfall and back, and he had a great time.
I think we told him that you were a ghost.
I'm sure you both had a great time.
I think he would love you more.
You think
I think he'd love you even more now that you're an actual ghost.
You know, I didn't even think about that. Yeah, no, I've had many friends of the sea, as you would say, and you know, passengers on my ship, and I have to say, Wester is one I always think of fondly.
Well, he thinks of you fondly too. And
you knew who he was the whole time, and you couldn't tell us where to find him?
We didn't get his name until we got the book.
No, we had
you
his name
on
the back.
You got it on the back of the map
I gave you.
You
could have told us.
I gave you that map. I told you his name.
That was
name.
Out of character.
Well, this is in character. I told you his name.
No.
We were in the middle of a fake riot. I mean, there wasn't much time. I was busy getting the ship into place and rioting up the crew. And old Charlie, you know, you got to keep an eye on him.
God damn it, you're right. And Charlie, he's a wily son of a bitch.
Well, look, look, boys. What time is your sweet little shindig?
Oh shit!
Oh shit! Did anyone get that?
Oh god!
Was it 6 at Jorge's? 6:30 at Jorge's?
9 o'clock. I wrote down, but I think that was a different 9 o'clock.
All right. So this is what we should do. Chuckles, you'll go there from 8 to 10. Patches, 10 to 12, and I'll go 6 to 8.
Seems like a Three Stooges sketch.
This is what seems like the Three Stooges sketch, this part.
Yeah.
Got all our bases covered then. And then I'll
is this your plan? And then
it's my plan. And then when she shows up, so whoever's there can radio the other two.
Yeah.
And then we sneak in and play the piano. Or be the server.
What is with it? Why I don't. Nobody wants to play a piano and be the server.
Someone does.
Yeah, I think you want to. Why don't you play the piano and be the server?
I don't know how to play the piano, and I've never done front of house work.
So he's going on the date. That's where his expertise is.
Is the date part? Yes.
All right, well.
I mean, unless if anyone else has a better plan or can remember what time we set this up for.
I'm pretty sure it's whatever time we decide. Yeah, I'd say it's 9 o'clock.
All right.
I have an in with the game master. I'll make sure it happens at 9 o'clock.
You know, it's funny. I realized as I didn't write it down. I think I know what it is, but
we have all to I go wrote back down for listen. Last week. All I wrote down for last week is I got level 1 harm for shame.
Good.
That sounds about right. Yeah. Yeah. Might be all right. Well, you get that.
Your rooms are just as we left them. You still have your laboratories and your kitchens and your what have yous.
It's a
captain's quarters.
Oh yeah, we all sleep in the captain's quarters.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw the bunk bed.
Yes, cute, right? Fits us perfectly.
So much glass. So much glass laying around the bottom.
Yeah,
of
but
it.
We'll get that cleaned up.
Oh no, Charlie's been on top of it. You're
God
your
damn it, Charlie.
Charlie.
You're being a real hero this episode.
Yeah. I feel like I just met
promote
you
that man.
And you're already solving all my problems.
Next thing you know, say, he's gonna tell us he swept out and rebuilt Dee Dee's nest up there.
Yeah, you take a look around the ship and it has been pretty well cleaned and maintained. Not that you had left it particularly bad, but after the riot it was a little messy. So and you know the captain's a real stinkler for cleanliness. It's a little bit nicer. Still green, but nicer.
Hey, 10 o'clock when we have to wake up to go to the date.
Sure. Well, I mean, we don't have to sleep all at the same time.
Oh, I thought that's kind of how we did things, though. It's hard to sleep without you guys in the same room.
I think he's trying to say he can't go to sleep comfortably unless he knows we're nearby.
Okay, we have to watch him sleep.
Yeah. No, not watch me sleep, but, you know, there's just some noises that are like, it's like white noise. Captain's yar every once in a while, randomly.
Oh, while he's sleeping? Yeah, I know. I find that really annoying.
Yeah.
Uncle's faint odor of onion.
I haven't even really had an onion today.
You know what they say, onion get on it. Gets the doctor away.
Yeah, it also keeps everyone else away.
Except for me. It puts me to sleep. When you eat an onion and it comes out your pores.
Okay. Well, do you have an onion then?
Yeah. There's a bunch in the galley.
All right.
That's kitchen. All right.
Well, I guess we could take a nap. I mean, what else? Like, I could do some of my, what do you call them? Vices.
You can tinker.
I can.
Or we can do vices.
Let's see. What are,
I forgot those were a thing.
Yeah, it's how
Andy tonight your vice is sleeping.
Yeah, go to sleep.
Just like the past 3 weeks in real life.
Yeah, would it kill you to shut the fuck up?
Literally or figuratively?
Yes.
Yes.
I thought I had my vices written down somewhere.
If I stop talking in this dark, dark house, the ghosts are going to get...
Yeah, but you're not afraid of ghosts.
I'm deadly afraid of ghosts.
I thought we overcame that.
Nope.
Yes, you did. That was one of your crew upgrades, I think.
Oh. Well, then
now
IRL.
He loves ghosts. Now he's strangely attracted to ghosts.
Now he's addicted to the ghost. You live by the ghost, you die by the ghost.
I don't want to die by a ghost.
So just to recap, you guys do have vices, yes. Chuckles, yours is women.
What?
You have been known to frequent of houses and get like your head pet. In places. You also work on tinkering in your spare time. That's not advice, but, you know, it's a thing that you do. Chuckles. Sorry, that was you, Chuckles. Patches, you are a drinker, and also you read too much. That is a vice of yours. You haven't been working on anything recently, any projects recently, but that is your vice. And Squish, cooking was your vice, I believe.
And gambling, I think.
Yes, and gambling. So after a quick little power nap to refresh you, you know, you guys are free to do if there's any of that sounds interesting. Otherwise, we can go on right to the next part, but it's up to you.
I need to relieve some...
Engaging... Yeah. Yeah, because you are traumatized right now. What?
Yeah. I don't know.
So I think with trauma, it's usually the stress. Hold on. Let me take a quick gander here. I remember how it works with stress. I don't remember how it works with trauma.
Right.
I assume you just go backwards, but, well, let me double check.
I don't think so. I think you have to make like a point to get it fixed.
Yeah.
And we all had trouble, but then it was in between seasons, so it was erased.
Yeah. And what did you pick? Your trauma. What's up? Vicious.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. With vicious, this is what the book says.
Yes.
Yeah. You seek out opportunities to hurt people, even for no good reason.
You just did this last week. You butt shot a bunch of students.
Yes. So I would say yes. In order to cure your trauma, you do have to make a concerted effort to go out and kind of repair, either do something to counteract that, to repair kind of the damage you've done to the butt shoot, or just in general to.
Snow globes. Or yourself. And like speak. And just calm down, you know?
Okay. Yeah. So I want to make sure, because you did break up a little bit. You're going to go hang out with Dee Dee and look at her snow globes with her as a way to kind of relax and reconnect.
Get to snow globes and see.
Sorry, sure, you cut out. I didn't hear you.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, go to the different churches in the...
And see which one might be good for, like, a meditation. And then okay, I'll go to that sure, one to meditate and calm down to try to get rid of my viciousness.
Sure. So you, Dee Dee, kind of, you go up to where, to Dee Dee's nest, where she's kind of kept her things. And there, she's got a lot of little trinkets and stuff from her travels. But you do see all of the snow globes on there. Dee Dee has collected, let me take a look what I have. I think three, five. Okay.
Yeah, Dee Dee has one for eternal bliss.
Yeah, so she's got three snow globes. You can read the names of them. You see one called Temple of the Downward Dog. The other one is called Lady of Perpetual Woe. And then one's called Church of the Cloud of Night.
Wait, we had one. Wasn't there? Oh, yeah, Perpetual Woe. I thought there was one like Perpetual Happiness, but I think I just got it confused with Perpetual Woe.
Yes.
That's life in general.
Yeah.
Pamphlets for... You have stolen pamphlets from two different cult leaders. One was for Church of the Downward Dog and one for the Church of Perpetual Woe.
Can I see which one, or can I read the pamphlet? Holy shit, that was close.
Oh, really? Because it's just
there was I wonder if it's the same. A lightning strike and like it lit up the whole house. Oh, shit, here comes another one. Downward Dog. What they do.
Yeah, so you... I think you stole that. I think you pickpocketed that. So you do have it. You open it up, and you see a bunch of people who have, like, these, like, bright smiling faces on it. But they're all doing the Downward Dog, which I don't know if you know yoga, but that is basically where you are... on all fours,
like a dog,
kind of up in the air,
With your ass,
like
in
a dog,
air.
But
like
with
you just
your
don't
ass
care.
In the air. Yeah, it's not. Yeah, it's not like you're on like your hands and knees, like you're like pretending to be a dog. You're like, you know, exactly in a triangle,
right? Yeah,
pointed.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm gonna go to that one.
Okay, are you going by yourself?
Yeah, I'll let those two do their vices and stuff separate.
Okay, sure. I want to make sure I have the right one.
All juggles is just you and me.
Yep, you, let's me, go out. You and me in the mist.
You the green and me mist. Dupree.
Don't know who that is.
Owen Wilson.
Never heard of her. Got him. Wow.
What is this going on here? And activate. There we go.
Oh, Andy can't see it, though, because he's colorblind.
Because I'm colored.
What?
Do you two see it?
Yes.
What? Nope.
Okay, let me... I have.
Well, if it helps you find it, it's Adobe Stock number 36299-7221.
Oh, okay. That's great. Thank you.
Well, Boo said he couldn't see it. I was just telling him that if he wanted to look it up, I was just trying to give him the Adobe stock number. But he wasn't listening.
What was it, 029961?
No, it was 36299-7221.
Oh, I already looked up the other one.
It is now in the Discord chat as well, which is a little bit, you know, perhaps more useful. But yes, so you go to this temple, and it is a brightly lit room. This is a very, I want to say, welcoming place. It's not like it's fancy gold or anything. It's just a very well brightly lit room. And when you enter, you see that there are just rows and rows of people in the downward dog position.
Butts in the air.
Butts in the air. And they're all... And different walks of life, different clothing. Some people look like they're wearing like actual monks' robes, like they're maybe officiates here. Some are just clearly in their streetwear, wearing whatever they have. So you enter into the temple, and you have green mist. You enter into the temple, and there's somebody standing there to greet you, and she goes, "Oh, hello, welcome to the temple of the downward dog. Do you feel the need to practice today?"
I think so. I got to get rid of some viciousness.
Well, a vicious dog is not a good dog. If you feel the need that you need to...
Depends on what you look for in a dog.
And if it's not a good dog, it's a bad dog.
That's not true.
You're not even here.
All right, I'll go back to sleep.
Anybody can be a good dog. Just come this way. We'll find a good spot for you, and we'll begin the process. She leads you into kind of just a middle of the group, and she hands you a roll of rolled-up fabric. This is your mat, and encourages you to spread it out. And then she says, "All right, you're just going to put your feet at the back of the yoga mat and your hands up towards the top.
Your paws.
And begin the stretch.
Is everyone facing the same direction?
Yes, everyone is facing away from the door towards the front of the church, which has these big glass windows letting in as much light as possible.
I'm going to go the other way.
All right.
I'm going to put my feet and butt towards the window.
The officiant says, "You know, normally we all give our praise towards the sun. I guess you can go the other way, but you know, it really works better if you face. Oh, okay. Well, all right." She says as she drifts off, as you clearly make your position known, literally.
Yes.
All right. So as you get into position, at first, nothing seems to happen. You're sitting there. The blood's mildly rushing to your head, and you're feeling the stretch, but you're not feeling much else. But then, slowly, something starts to creep over you. Go ahead and roll just six die. One die. One six-sided die.
I cannot even see the dice.
Okay, yeah, if you want to roll that and just let us know. Or I can roll it in here, too. That's fine, too.
Yeah, just
tell us a number. We'll believe you.
Yeah.
Wow, weird, Andy. You rolled all sixes all night.
Wow, you're so cool. Yeah, okay. Let
me How'd you get a nat 20? How'd you get a nat 20 on a D6 die?
That good, my boy. That good.
1d6. Okay, you rolled a 2.
Oh boy, shenanigans!
It's a shenanigans. No, a feeling that comes over you is the feeling of love. You are feeling an intense kind of like it starts off very mild, right? Like you're sitting there, you're feeling stretched, and you're starting to feel this warmth in you. Really? This kind of no, no, knock it off.
The sun is facing my butt. That's what I assume.
Yeah, that's true. He's getting his butt warm. So I will let you pick if this is a memory of someone who's loved you or feelings of love you have towards somebody else. But you do need to explain your feelings of love that you're feeling right now.
Oh, it's going
to
be
But you do feelings, need to explain your emotions to us all right now.
It's going to be feelings of someone I love. And is Lady High Hill.
Dun, dun, dun. dun. Yeah, in the solitude and the silence, as you feel this like warmth of love come over you, you realize that you have strong feelings for Lady High Hill.
Well, that's not good.
You're not here.
Yeah, I'm still jealous.
Directly said to you, she's obviously never really like talked to you in any sort of way that would give you feelings of romantic, but you definitely feel them. You see her lovely pink face. You remember the sound of her voice, and the love that you feel for her. It fills you with a kind of inner light and inner joy. And you've decided in this moment you are going to change things about yourself because you want to be lovable for Lady High Hill.
Change.
Yeah. So you can take that with you and decide how you want to play that out for now. But you have this moment of clear recollection that you will in this moment change some factor about yourself to make yourself lovable for Lady High Hill.
Or anyone. Just make yourself appealing in any way at all.
Just stop butt shooting.
Yes.
It's only been one day since I butt shot.
Yeah, but I can tell you have a problem. This is Tiger's nut punching all over again.
I stopped that. Or chuckles. And you guys kept trying to get me to start.
I know. It was a huge, and it was a huge plot point, and we've been working on Hotman's addictions, and now we're working on your butt shooting, and we're not going to concern any of us about my problems.
All right. Let these guys do their voices.
That's a lot of typing.
Okay, no, but because over this sometime recently, I learned this word, and I always forget what it is, but it makes me laugh. It's called butt stroke. It's when you hit somebody with the barrel of or the butt of like a shotgun. You know, instead of a pistol whip, it's called a butt stroke. And you guys were talking about the butt, and I couldn't remember what it was called. It's called butt stroke, and it makes me laugh every single time.
Butt stroke.
As you're mature. Butt stroke.
While that moment of revelation is happening, Chuckles and Patches, you are on the ship. What are you doing?
Well, Chuckles, how you doing? Yar?
Yar.
I imagine I'm sitting on the top bunk just with my slippers on, hanging out. And you notice Squish has not been around for a while?
Who?
Squish.
Oh, that murderous psycho?
But he is definitely butt murderous. That's definitely a word I came up with. But he's definitely a little butt murderously recently.
He murders those butts.
He likes to butt shoot. Well, I mean, it is just you and me, you know. Do you want to hang out?
Are you coming on to me?
No. You know, you made comments that you feel like we've been kind of, you know, distant lately, and you've not been happy with the lies I keep saying.
I think I said the second part.
I just figured, you know, maybe try to, you know, you want to go have a drink?
No, I want to practice my reading.
All right. Well. Fine. I can practice my reading, too, because it turns out it's my vice.
I
stole a book tonight.
Turns out you had tacos for dinner, and you're going to have to practice your reading on the toilet.
That's really funny, because out of character, Bridget and I got tacos tonight, I finished all of them but one, and I put it in my pocket, and I forgot it till like 5 minutes ago, and I just pulled it out of my pocket while we were eating. Pocket taco.
Disgusting.
Pocket taco.
Well, it's a good thing you found it before you washed your pants.
It's a good thing I found it before I went to bed.
I got something in my pocket for you.
Yes.
Are you sure you... let's put this into character. Yay! Do you want a pocket taco? It might be a Danish.
Like a blueberry taco?
No, I threw that out. Oh, wait. Yeah, blueberry Danish.
No, not really. I mean, I'll eat a lot of things, but probably not out of your pocket.
All right, fair enough. What about, what you reading?
Don't worry about it.
All right, fine. be that way.
I am going to be like that. And here's another thing. I don't even want you to know I'm learning to read because I feel like that would be an admission of defeat.
That would be our one true connection because it's the one vice I have that doesn't leave me plastered on the floor.
It's a wonder no one connects with you more.
It's a wonder no one connects to you. I don't get this. I offer to help you. I offer to do just to drink with you, which is a vice. I offer to read with you, which is a vice. And you keep telling me you're mad at me. I don't know what you want from me. I helped make us become co-captains. I mean, you were there too, and so was Squish. We're a team. And now I feel like, you know, I lied to you, but that was like a year ago.
Okay.
All right.
Maybe if we keep yelling, we'll make up.
I don't know how else to get. I don't know how else to do.
I'm just saying. I just want to practice reading, and I feel like I've been trying to hide it from everyone.
Why?
Because
it's a dumb thing to hide.
Okay, well that's
it is. Considering all the you know what's a thing you should hide is an obsession with butt shooting. Hide that. An alcoholic problem.
I feel like you're yelling at me. I feel like you're yelling at me for other people's problems.
I just want to be your friend, and I feel like, you know, sorry for insulting you with my friendship.
I didn't say, like, you know, you're disgusting and I hate you. All I said was I'm trying to learn and keep it a secret. And then you told me it was dumb. Well,
No, that's not. Well, that you now you're out of context. I just. All right. Fine. Go read. I'm sorry I bothered you. I'm sorry I said anything. If you need help with anything, not necessarily reading, because I know you're, you know, protective about your reading privately, because that's just exciting to watch.
When did you read? When did you learn? When did you learn to read?
When I was a lad.
All right.
My father taught me to read.
Well,
yeah, he was quite the voracious library.
Well, can you see how someone who's starting to read when they are 30 or 40 years old feels then, if you have been doing it since you're a lad?
It's one of those things. I feel like, you know, when you get somebody into a new hobby and they start mildly interested into it, and you're like really excited to show them it. That's sort of how I feel.
Hmm.
It doesn't matter. Reading's something I kind of do privately anyway, and I mean, I just thought, you know, since we're alone on the boat, you know, and I'm not drunk yet, and you're, you know, not tinkering yet. I don't know, hang out, but all right, fine.
Did you need me to tinker something?
Not really. Did you have anything you wanted to tinker?
Reading.
I got it. Well, I stole a book tonight. Bridget, did I steal a book last two sessions ago?
I think Squish stole it for you.
I thought I stole the volume 8 book. Oh, okay.
Yeah, Bridget is completely silent.
We didn't hear a word you said.
No, we can see your lips moving.
I got a lot of that. I heard from what I saw from your lips, you said Andy's wrong and I'm right.
And Tiger's handsome.
And Tiger is very handsome.
What? Well, no, we can't see you. We don't know if you're handsome.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know what happened. I wasn't muted. My mic stopped working. Yeah, I somebody stole that book. I want to say it was you, Captain, because you got greedy and wanted to steal another book. But yes, you did steal a book.
He wanted to make sure he stole some, and then he got into the whole kerfuffle. Yeah. He tried to steal it, and they slammed on the ground.
Yes, you do have the book still in your possession. I don't know how you all looked at it. I don't know who picked it up afterwards, but you do have lots of books in your possession.
In my pocket. Can I pull out?
Do you have one that would that's good for like a beginner? Perhaps one that doesn't rhyme?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I have one right here. It's let me see here. It's called here it is. It's a black book. It's all weathered and torn. It's the ways and wiles of women. How to succeed.
Oh, no. You shouldn't give me this.
This is a classic. This is what I...
That doesn't sound like a beginner's book.
Oh, well, you know, it's a true beginner's book, if you know what I mean, lad. It's definitely, you know, it teaches you, you know, how to have confidence. And it's not quite as lurid or as squeamish as you'd think. I also have in here the A's and B's of reading your A's and B's with women. It's a similar book, but it's kind of like a lower grade level.
Are there pictures that fold out?
Oh, lots of pictures. Yeah, lots of pictures with only one single letter sentences. I honestly don't know why this is in my pocket. It's probably because my father gave it to me.
And you hate him.
But I do hate him. It's a complicated relationship.
Is he alive?
No.
Is he dead?
Very.
Is he a ghost? Is he here right now? Is it the Red Captain?
No. Can we change the subject? Daddy talk is kind of... Daddy talk is the lowest form of conversation, okay, if you want my opinion. I was just trying to offer you a couple books that I had in my pocket.
I have more.
Okay. Here's the beginner's guide to being a ghost pirate. The beginner's guide to being a ghost captain.
But I am a beginner reader, so I'm looking for something, you know, maybe about like an anthropomorphic cat. That is wearing an anthropomorphic hat.
Oh, I have got here. It's called Cats.
Oh,
by T.S. Eliot.
Oh, so there's no punctuation. Great.
No, just cats.
Okay.
It's about cats that dance and sing, but it's in book form.
And maybe this is why I'm just going to keep my reading to myself.
Don't try that. Look, I'm trying.
You gave me a book of poetry. How am I supposed to learn from poetry?
It's a picture book. It's by Dr. Seuss or T.H. White or T.H. Eliot. I don't know who's who.
T.S. Eliot.
Isn't T.S. Eliot a book? Isn't he a poet?
Thomas Seuss Eliot. It's the cat and the Cats and the Hats.
Oh,
how about that?
All right, yeah, that's more my speed, not like the philosophical leanings of modern women.
Philosophical. It was the do's and do nots of of womenry.
Yeah.
No. It was the wonder something wiles of women.
Yeah, it was the wiles of women.
I wrote down the A's and B's
of C's
and
D's.
A's and B's with women.
Yes.
The A's and B's of the bees and the birds.
Right. And you said they were all one-letter sentences.
Well,
this is all... You just...
One-line sentences.
Someone related... Oh, I was told that my red card. Someone related... Me and Mel were talking to some friends, and we were like... You know, we would like to watch musicals, but we're just not, like, super into musicals. And like, oh, yeah, we know the one to get you started. And we're like, yeah, but pick one that's, like, not, like, super like a musical. Because we liked Hamilton. But, you know, maybe we'll branch out just a little bit. And they told us to watch West Side Story, like the 1960s version. And Mel and I watched it for, 10 minutes. And we're like, this is the most musical... Most musical in the world. They were like street fighting with dance. We turned it off in 10 minutes. It's like, you did not understand what we were asking for.
Romeo and Juliet.
Yes.
Yeah, it's Romeo and Juliet.
But no, we knew that. Yeah, but it was just singing and dance fighting, which is, you know, not what we were looking for. So,
the best form of fighting.
Right. So you recommended a bunch of experimental poetry when I told you I was learning to read. But The Cat in the Hat, it's a better speed. And I've read Redfish, Bluefish too many times. And
out of character, what I offered you was the original version of Cats.
Which was what?
It was a book of poetry, but it's the most ridiculous. Yeah, it's the most ridiculous poetry. It's like Dr. Seuss poetry.
Yeah, so T.S. Eliot's Old Possum Book of Practical Cats is what Cats the Musical is based on. I just put part of it in the chat. But it is like, yeah, it's just about cats.
And it does have pictures in it. I think I like the cats and the hats more, though, now that I've said it.
Yeah, Brandon won't watch Cats with me. Guess whose favorite musical it is?
Donald Trump.
My dad's. Trump. I tried to think of the most ridiculous answer I could come up with, and you topped it.
But he does love cats. He loves musicals.
Trump does?
Yeah.
They're great. Of course famously. He would. They're like, you know.
Bombastic.
I think we if lost Andy.
If offer him pheasant, he would rather have grouse. All right. Well, I'm learning a lot here.
You're learning a lot about poetry and plays.
Yep.
There's other ones. If that's not up to your speed, here's some other poems you can find in that. The Old Gumby Cat, a.k.a. Jenny Any Dodds.
Okay.
Mungo Jerry and Rumpel Teaser.
Oh, Mungo Jerry.
Turns out he stole that name from a cat. He stole that name from a cat.
Wow. McCavity, the mystery cat. Bustopher Jones, the cat about town. Shimble Shanks, the railway cat.
I bet you Andy's phone died.
Or maybe he died.
Thinking about that now. Wow, what is going on with you tonight? You're coming in hot.
Maybe the storm.
He didn't.
The storm came in.
He didn't text me to tell me his phone died.
All right. Well,
he didn't text
to get back. So you're so Chuckles, you have
completely decided to shut down any. I'm just kidding.
No, I'm reading this dumbass book.
All right. So you're reading this this dumbass book. And now this is going to count towards.
Turns out Cats is going to be the musical you two watch.
You're going to love it. You're going to love it. Just don't ask questions.
You guys should just watch Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Okay.
So this has just become musical recommendations.
Yeah. These are recommendations for both my character and me.
These are and very poor recommendations at that.
Yes.
All right. Well, anyway, go on.
All right. Well, I'm reading it. Do I got a roll for...
Yeah. So this is part of your learning how to read skill.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just finding the clock that we have. Yeah, let me find that clock here. It's under...
I do not see it in here. Maybe it's in the boat scene.
Could be. I think that's what it was in there for a while. Hold on. Anyway, we can start a new one, too. Because you did level up, like, the last time you were doing this. So we'll just create a new one for you.
Speakers. Maybe it's in the laboratory. Nope, not down here either. Almost as if I made no progress at all.
All right, there we go. We got some progress going. Learn how to read. Actually, you'll have to roll first. Let me take that back.
Learn how to read, not to lead.
And we're going to make this a 6 since your last one was 4. Okay. Yeah, just go ahead and roll and see how it goes.
What should I roll?
Let me double check.
Hello?
Rec?
Hello? Oh, he's back. What'd you miss? I'm reading, but I'm going to have to roll for it.
That's all that happened in the past 15 minutes?
I was getting lectured.
Yeah. Where were you at?
I was sitting here. I wasn't getting good reception.
Oh. Your phone died.
In character or not?
No, I don't have a character.
No, the phone got plenty of power. It's just like,
so. Sorry, to reduce stress, you roll your weakest resistance. So in your case, it's going to be your resolve roll.
Yeah, I have no skills in resolve.
That's true.
Success. Strange.
Thing. Yes. So, yeah. So three. Suffer three stress. No, that's not right. Because we take your lowest of the two. Okay. Yeah. So three. I'm going to go ahead and fill in your chart.
He's gone again. I hope he's back again. So I relieve the stress of three.
Yes, so you can relieve your stress.
Pristine little boy.
And you're going to go ahead and fill up that same amount for your target here. Oops, there we go. That's something there. Three. There we go. Patches, so you you see Chuckles. He takes his book, the book that you've given him, and he sits down and begins to read it. What do you do instead?
I drink.
All right. Where do you go? What do you grab?
I just pull out a bottle and, I start reading my own book. I don't remember what books I have on me. I don't remember if I have the book that I stole.
So some of the ones I have written down, no, you do not have the book that was originally stolen. You said that you have A Beginner's Guide to Being a Ghost Pirate. A Beginner's Guide to Being a Ghost Captain. You have A's and B's of A's and B's with Women.
Okay, I start reading my ghost captaining books.
Okay. I guess it doesn't really matter since you're doing that and drinking, but go ahead and roll your resistance roll.
Sorry. Where is resistance at? I'm sorry.
It's one of the upper level. It's like your lowest.
Yeah, so if you just click on insight, you're going to be your roll.
Insight?
Yeah.
Okay. And then it's roll like normal? Do I know nothing added?
Yep, it's just your normal.
Okay.
Okay, you can reduce your four stress. That was your high point.
Okay, cool.
Cool. Some hours tick by. At some point, Squish comes back aboard the boat. He definitely seems like he's a little bit lighter. He's a little bit, doesn't seem as frowny face as when he left. Captain takes a look at his watch and he goes,
"Vicious?"
Yes, you got rid of Vicious.
Cool. All right, so Captain takes a look at his watch and what?
He's like, "So, boys, you ready for your hot dates there?"
Oh, yeah.
"Is this what you're wearing?" He looks at the three of you. Is this what you're wearing? And it pans, we take a look at you and you're in kind of not even your best clothing. It's the clothing you were wearing earlier, the clothing you always seem to be wearing. And it's definitely wrinkled. You spent, one night sleeping in a hotel. So, in your own clothes. So you're very kind of less than kempt at this point.
And, so, you don't like the way we're dressed? Do you have anything better? Wait a minute. Do you have a wardrobe in this cat? Have we looked for a wardrobe in here?
The wardrobe? I mean, I have one. I mean,
is it nice?
Yeah, but you don't have any need for clothes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Let's go raid the captain's wardrobe. Yeah, I'm getting new duds.
He's a little bigger than me.
Well, we'll get you. We'll get you his short clothes.
Okay.
So if you want to raid the
Bush captain's wardrobe, just goes to the kitchen.
And he puts on a banana peel.
No. He gets some rose water and puts it on like cologne. And that's it.
I like the banana one more. It's appealing.
Yeah, if I'm trying to attract Dee Dee.
Which you are, always.
Which I don't need to. Dee Dee already loves me.
Yeah, because well, you tricked his brain.
Dee Dee is your love interest. Dee Dee is your only love interest.
Yes, let me remind you that you only love Dee Dee and not my fiance.
You weren't there.
You weren't there.
Yeah, but I can smell it on you.
Oh my god. I can smell it on you. It sounds like something a distrustful husband would say. It's like, I smell it on you.
Well, I am a distrustful husband.
That is true.
You don't know.
Don't make me say it again.
Patches, if you want to roll, raid the wardrobe, you can do a survey roll to see what you find.
Survey says.
Okay. What were you hoping to find in the wardrobe?
Like a really, really like upper class, like pirate, like almost like upper, like suit, but frock. You know, like another, like a more, like in it, maybe black, maybe like a gray charcoal color.
Oh, green.
Yeah, green.
Yeah, this is why you've been so confused why he keeps calling himself the red and gray pirate, because to you, it's just like, it's just different. No, so you, Patches, you.
And does he have a hat? Can I have a hat?
Do you want a hat?
Squish got a hat. Yeah, I want a big trifold hat like it has in my picture.
Like Napoleon?
Yes. What was
so
his
you
hat?
Open wide the wardrobe, and there's a lot of items in there.
Oh,
but
my
what
God.
Catches your eye is a dark trifold hat in the corner. Now, unfortunately for you, you are not a fashionable individual. You don't know that this is a very outdated, silly hat. You see it and you just, oh my God, you get so excited. You ignore the fact that it is a little dusty and it's a little moth bitten because it's been in this wardrobe for a very long time. But you can have a slightly used tricorder hat.
Oh my God, look at it, guys. It's huge. It fits my head. My head is huge. It's got gold and it's got a little feather. I feel like a captain again. You know, ever since I was found out to not be, co-cap. Well, you know, ever since Ghost Captain showed up, I feel like I haven't been much. I feel like I've just. But now, man, I feel great. I feel great, especially since it's his stuff too. Really, I'm in my prime when I just take his things, aren't I?
Mm-hmm. You really, really hate him.
I'm really...
Whoa. Chuckles. Chuckles, come in. Let's see what we got for you.
Yeah, I want a... How many corners does your hat have?
Three.
I want a four-corner hat.
A box.
All right, roll your survey.
Four-corner? I don't even know if it's a thing.
You could put corners on anything. All right. Survey. Oh, I got zero in survey. Can I have found a five-corner hat?
With that sort of critical success, you could get a decahedron hat if you like. However many quarters you want.
No, we can stop at five. I like one of those. Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to think of things that have five sides. Like one of those dishes that you bring to parties that has all the dip in it. That's got five corners, right? That's three corners again.
Got it. No, that's four. That's a square.
Yeah, but
that's a square.
No.
You are really mad at that.
I said I wanted at least three to four corners. And it's a five corner hat.
Oh my God.
No. Yeah, it's not really showing up here on Google Images.
You might have to ask ChatGPT to generate it.
All right.
Yeah, neither did a green.
No, I didn't. That was not. No, that was not ChatGPT. Those were all real photos of real women and their real breasts.
And their real breasts.
What if it's just a 5-pointed jester hat?
No. No, don't turn me into a clown. I deny all rumors that I've ever been a clown or ever will be.
All right, well.
What kind of hat do you really want? Do you just really want that 5-corner hat, or would you like a pointy hat?
Don't talk me out of this.
As much as you want. We know it's true.
5 corners. Fuck it. We're doing 5 corners.
So you you pull out, you actually take a little step stool and you actually like get to the top level of the wardrobe where the prime material is. And the captain's behind you looking at it and goes, "Ah, I see a special one." And he pulls out this box, and what he pulls out, well, you have been places that don't conform to normal geometry. This has happened to you before, where you've gone to places where the staircases go up into the wrong direction. And he takes out, he goes, "This, I only bring this out on special occasions, sir, young lad." And he puts it on your head. And yes, it is a 5-corner hat, interdimensional style hat.
Oh my gosh. I'm unstoppable in this hat. I am so virile.
Says, "How does it look?"
It feels like $1 million. How does it look? I don't know. I can't see it. It's on my head.
The wardrobe has like a mirror in front of it.
Oh, nice. It's confusing. It's really hard to wrap my psyche around, but I think it's going to work for me.
Nope, it's terrible.
I think so too. Yeah, has a certain je ne sais quoi about it, as they would say in Lockport. Yeah, this hat's really kind of hard to look at. Mm-hmm. It's like every time you look at it, it seems it's like those old style holograms where you kind of have to like turn it left and right, and it like makes different shapes. That's kind of what the hat does every time you move your head. Kind of has this like flickering floating effect. It's kind of difficult to watch. But this is a magical hat. I'm going to say it can give you, because it is a survey, you get to choose when wearing this hat, what skill is boosted.
Oh, extra charisma.
Oh, okay. All right. We're a club.
Oh, you mean every single time I roll?
With that specific skill. While you're wearing the hat, I think charisma is a very good option, like a consort. So talking to people,
yes,
you'll get a boost.
Convincing them
on
to
that.
Do things to me that they wouldn't otherwise do, but consenting.
One boost for silly hat.
Silly.
It's a great hat.
Thank you.
It's a fine hat, sir. Oh, my lad. I used to take that hat out and, let's just say it's a very lucky hat.
Yeah.
All right. You get to the... He looks at you standing there, all three of you, on the main deck after you leave the captain's quarters, and he goes, look at you. Oh, it just makes my heart proud to see my boys out there.
It's like prom.
Out there hitting the streets.
I'm hitting that ass.
It's like prom.
I'm keeping the hat.
Yeah, that was always allowed.
It is like, you've made it clear that it's your hat now. Being ghostly, I actually don't have form.
Can I do anything to piss you off?
No, he's too well adjusted. That's what makes him such a great leader and father.
And nemesis.
Not for me, though. I love him.
You blanked out, Bridget. No.
Oh, she's still quiet.
Yeah, I told her.
Oh.
Sorry, can you hear me?
Yeah.
I'm not sure what's happening. He goes, you've already killed me. I don't know how much more mad you could really make me.
See how well adjusted he is?
I'll think of something. Don't trust him.
He's emotionally mature.
And those are the ones you can't trust the most.
Emotionally mature. Taking a quick look here. Before you leave the deck, Tawny comes up and he's waving you guys down and he goes, quick, before you go, here, take this. And he hands you all a small vial of something that looks relatively not great. It's kind of a pukey yellow color. When you open it, it doesn't smell badly, but it does smell very medicinal. And he goes, quick, take one of these before you go.
I eat it.
Okay. Does anyone else take it?
What is it again?
We don't know.
It's yellow. It's a pink. You haven't asked. Chuckles just downed the thing.
I trust him.
Yeah.
Who we trust him?
This is Tawny. Tawny has come out with three vials. He's given you one of each.
Okay. What is it?
Oh, then I take it.
Tawny. I demand to know what it is.
Or you just.
I'm not drinking it. I want to know what it is.
I'm chugging on it.
What?
I'm chugging on it.
Oh, I thought you said get chugging on it.
Yeah, or that.
It chuckles as you are chugging on it. One of your levels of harm is going to disappear, whether it's your glass in the feet or a sad boy.
Oh yeah, I don't want to be a sad boy anymore. I'll keep the glass. Thank you.
That'll keep you pert. You see Chuckles kind of perk up and he goes, "It's a quick healing potion. Just a small something. I thought you guys might need after your crazy night out the other night."
It was crazy, wasn't it?
All right, so can I take that too and get rid of my shame caught in the act?
Yes, if you take it, you can reduce one level one harm.
Shame.
All right, I'm taking it. Shame!
Squish pockets it.
Okay, yeah.
I thought you already took it. No?
No, I changed my mind.
I think you took
mind.
It from Tawny.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's why I wanted to clarify. Like, are you just pocketing it or are you taking it?
Pocketed it.
Okay, Patches. Yeah, you reduce your shame.
I did already.
Being caught in the act.
Okay.
And the three of you now noticing that it is almost time. It is almost time for your date. You head down the gangplank and into the street, planning to meet up with Evelyn at Jorge's.
Hail the Junk Fort Boys! In the night they roam, solving woes with fire and explode. With a clash and a crash and a twist of fate, explosions mark the hours, never late. Never late.
And go to Adrian. What was her name?
Evelyn.
Adrian.
Is that your turn signal?
Yeah, I'm actually driving right now.
I don't think you're taking this game seriously.
Yeah.